Dubai Eye
103.8. And the founder of Out of the Blues, Andrea Jengai, joins us live on the line now. Andrea, thank you so much indeed for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Lovely little text that came through on the back of the conversation we've been having this morning. With that in mind, have you seen an upsurge in recent times, given the fact that people are feeling the pinch a little bit at the moment? They are tightening belts. There's a bit more pressure out there and job sensitivity. Are you seeing more requests for help on the page?
Most definitely. Money in this area has always been quite challenging. To get mental health support is exceptionally expensive. And in addition to that, if you require medication, an awful lot of insurance companies don't cover any mental health provision. So we've always seen that as a problem for our members. But yes, definitely, as the market has changed here in the work environment, we have seen a huge upturn in the amount of people joining, with husbands having lost their jobs, them having lost their jobs. People are really struggling. And it's having a huge impact.
It's having a huge impact. And I suppose the other element to take into account is the fact that a lot of people will be moving here, moving away from their family, from their close relatives, from their immediate family as well. Is that another of the issues, that you don't have that support group that you might do elsewhere?
Absolutely. You know, with regards to sort of the postpartum element of it, a lot of our peers are in a similar situation, that they have young children, because you kind of end up making friends that are in a similar place to you. So who do you turn to? You can't turn to someone who's also got a six-month-old screaming the house down for support. It's not really fair. But when it comes to just general day-to-day, reinforcing discipline and things like that, without that support network and the family behind you, it's incredibly difficult.
In terms of the sort of demands that it's putting on you and your team, I mean, in light of the fact that there has been a rise in asking for more help, does that mean that you have to expand your team as well?
In an ideal world, it would, yes. But we find it very challenging finding people that are in the right place to help support others.
Yeah.
You know, supporting someone that's going through something you've been through can actually trigger your own challenges again, and obviously you have to be in the right place. We generally turn to mental health professionals for support, and we refer to specific individuals as opposed to overall clinics. But we do the initial, in a lot of cases, we do the initial peer support, and the girls on the page are phenomenal at supporting each other. And we also have a men's group as well, and they're a little quieter, but they do offer each other support, which is nice.
There was one line that struck me from the text that we received through this morning. You know, this person sort of calling out for help, saying that they got extraordinary help from your Facebook page, Out of the Blues, but also saying that they were very conscious that their other friends are busy dealing with their own issues. And I suppose that's something that you have to deal with here, is the fact that whilst our friends here are almost like a sort of surrogate family network around us, everyone's going through similar problems.
Yeah, and you are always very conscious of asking for help. You know, but also in addition to that, mental health is still very much a taboo subject. So to go to somebody and request help and support because you're generally not struggling is incredibly difficult. You know, you're putting yourself out there and making yourself extremely vulnerable.
Yeah, no, couldn't agree more. In terms of further advice as well, I mean, as you mentioned, Andrea, you do everything you can to help all your members on your page and create that sort of community to allow others to help. Are you seeing more and more, given the fact there is a lack of support for mental health issues, but are we seeing more and more organisations that that are possibly opening up in the near future?
We are, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, we would still like to see more. We'd like to see more understanding. We'd like to see more of the local community standing up and supporting mental health to try and help break down the stigma amongst other cultures. But we are seeing, you know, the Al Jalila Foundation now is supporting a big mental health project. Other organisations are running workshops and things, which is fantastic. You know, the more people that are out there offering help, the better. We welcome everybody.
Andrea, really appreciate you coming onto the show this morning and answering not just our questions, but also the fact that people are texting in about Out of the Blues. Simple question from me. If people want to find out more about everything that Out of the Blues does?
We've got a website. You can Google us. We've got a Facebook page. Our phone numbers are there. Our email addresses are there. Just get in touch.
Cheers, Andrea. Really appreciate your time this morning. All the best to Andrea Jane Guy. They're the founder of Out of the Blues. Do find out what help they can profit to you.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.